Shachin Nagam Per Vav Mishnah Aleph Kufa Shel Baharis. What's the minimum size of a Baharis or any other neck to be Tameh? Kigris HaKilki Meruba. The size of a gris, a bean, from a place called Kilki, Meruba. The nega has to be square. This is the minimum size for a nega. Now, the gris HaKilki is not square, but the Mishnah is telling us that the nega to be tummy has to be square. The length and width of the nega has to be at least the length of the gris HaKilki, plus the corners has to be filled. Now, if the nega is not square, if it's round, for example, it would have to be large enough for a square gris HaKilki to fit right inside the nega. Makom HaGris Tesha Adoshas. The area of the gris. How much area does this gris take up? The area of 9 adushas, 9 lentil. Makom adusha arbasarts. And each one of these 9 lentils takes up the space of 4 hairs. How much space it takes for 4 hairs on his skin, 2 hairs on top of each other. Nimsu, shloshim, vishay, saras. So it turns out the entire area of the gris is 36 hairs. The makom, the area in which 36 hairs would grow on his skin. Somebody has a Baharis Nega, the size of a gris. Uba Michia Ka Adasha. And inside the Nega is a Michia, healthy skin. The size of an Adasha, the size of a lentil. And the Michia is a Simen Tumah, as long as it's at least the size of an Adasha. Ritza Ha Baharis Tumea. If the Baharis Nega spreads outwards, he would be Tumi Mukhlada. The spreading of the Nega is a Simen Tumah. Now, even though he anyway has a different Simen Tumah, which is a Michia, inside the Baharis. That Mishnah also causes him to become a Mukhla. But the Mishnah tells us that the spreading of the Nega is also a Simen Tumah. For example, if the Mishnah would disappear, the Mishnah would no longer be inside his Nega. In such a case, he would continue to become a Mukhla since the Nega had spread, as now he has 2 Simani Tumah. He has a Simen Tumah of a Mishnah, and he has a Simen Tumah of the spreading of the Nega. So even if the Mishnah disappears, he would still become a Mukhla because of the spreading of the Nega. Nismata Tohira. If the michya inside the nega becomes diminished and it's now less than a hadasha, in such a case he would be tar, he would no longer become a mukhla, as the michya inside the nega is only a simen tumah at least the size of an hadasha. And in this case we're talking about where the baharis had not spread. So now that the michya is no longer there, or it's less than the minimum size, he is no longer tamei mukhla. Ribsa hamichya tameh. If the michya inside the nega becomes larger, that there's more than a dash of healthy skin inside the nega, he would remain tamei mukhla. Even though when the mishka becomes larger, the nega automatically becomes smaller, as the mishka is healthy skin inside the nega. What we're talking about over here, where the nega was originally larger than the size of a gris. So therefore, even though the mishka became larger and the nega automatically became smaller, the nega is still tamei. As it did it, that a mishka inside the nega has to have at least an adasha of the nega all around it. So in such a case, if the michya is exactly the size of an adasha and the nega is exactly the size of a gris together with the michya, in such a case it would be enough to have an adasha from the nega all around the michya. Now, even though the nega itself is not the size of a gris, only together with the michya is the size of a gris, it's still tameh as long as there's an adasha of the nega all around the michya. When the michya becomes larger than an adasha and the nega together with the michya is only the size of a gris, then the nega would no longer have the size of an adasha all around the michya, and therefore he would no longer be tamei. So in this case, that it says that the michya became larger than adasha, we're talking about where the nega together with the michya was originally larger than the size of a gris. So therefore, even when the michya becomes larger, the nega still has an adasha all around the michya. Now, some of Forsh Margoris over here rips the hamichya tahora. In their Mishnah, it says that when the michya becomes larger, the person is now tar. As they would understand the Mishnah, that the Mishnah talk about in such a case where originally the nega together with the michya was only the size of a gris. So in such a case that the michya is a minimum size, the size of an adasha, he would be tameh, as there's still enough of the nega to have an adasha of the nega all around the michya. But now that the michya became larger and the middle of the nega has become smaller and there's no longer the amount of an adasha from the nega all around the michya, he would no longer be tameh. Nismata tohira. And if the michya inside the nega becomes smaller than an adasha, as the nega took over a little bit of the michya and there's less healthy skin than the size of an adasha inside the nega, in such a case he would be tar, as the michya would no longer be a simen tumah since it's less than the size of an adasha.